Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
As Coach Rock, congratulations off a glorious victory on Sunday Night Football, jumps in our Ticketmaster studios.
That's how you play defense, baby. I've been saying it all week. That's how we play defense. Coach Rock, what's going on? How you feeling?
I'm doing great.
Look at you.
You get a sack.
Come on,
you
now.
Get a sack.
Come
you
on
get a sack.
Now.
I didn't come with that kind of energy as you did today, but it was definitely a promising, style of play that you want to have. You know, we seen it coming last week. We saw the pressures from those guys, and those guys were able to get out there and do their, a good shot at it. And then this week, you finished, and then that's when everybody gets really excited. But to be honest, when you watch the tape from a week before. In the loss, it was coming.
Right,
Bacon made some plays, and then you watched it this week, and you got a chance to finish. It was very satisfying.
We talked so much about the rookie class, and I know we were excited about Billy Bowman, and certainly about Xavier Watts. I mean, everybody got in. I was talking about the second year guys like Ruka Roro. He had a big impact as well.
I tried to explain this last year. I was like, sometimes the insiders they take a little more time, and Ruka definitely was ready, and Brandon Dorlis was definitely ready. Zach Harris has always been there, but to be in that rotation inside, and look how London and all the guys inside didn't get the old man in there just holding down the fort. That was absolutely phenomenal. Then the outside guys just in that steady rotation, having a bunch of waves of guys coming at people, really creating a bunch of problems. Ecstatic.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys. It's Dukes and Bell live inside of the Ticketmaster Studios here at Flowery Branch. We're getting ready for Carolina. We'll talk to him about that. Just trying to find out some of the answers that fans want to know. And Raw, first and foremost, we were talking about AJ. The latest on A.J. Terrell and his situation? Because the way he went down, I was like, no. He grabbed that leg like it was falling off.
I'll say week to week is a hamstring, obviously. So you just never know how that's going to go. I wouldn't say day to day. I'd say more week to week. Take him all the way to the game. Take him all the way to Sunday. See what it is. Maybe a test run if that's the case. If not, go into the following week and see what it is. And then, let this guy have a chance to heal. You want that to go away. You don't want that to linger all season. He's putting a lot of work to go out to have a great season. He was having a great game up to that point, and I look forward to getting him back.
Options if he can't go?
We got a bunch of depth. Obviously, Glow went out there and finished the game for us, and we also have obviously Clark Phillips got a chance to get a helmet. We got C.J. Henderson on the roster. We have obviously Natron Books, the Swiss Army knife, to be able to go out there and do a bunch of different things for us. Obviously, Hughes did a great job. Billy Bowman's going inside. Those guys did a nice job of mixing it up at the end when A.J. went out and finishing the game for us and really playing well. And then, obviously, Alfred went out there and played corner for us, punt returner, kickoff coverage. He did everything. And that's what you got to do when you're in that position.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys. Our weekly visit inside the Ticketmaster Studios at the Branch. I guess the only thing we didn't get was just the touchdowns in the red zone that we're looking for. But talk about the offense. And what it seems like, and I heard Zach Robinson today in the media room said, teams are trying to take away the deep ball from Penix Jr. So how do they adjust?
They did a nice job. They kept the two safeties back. They kept away the deep ball. And you got to take what they're giving you. And they were absolutely giving them some really premium looks at the run, and we took those run looks, and Bijan went to the tune of 150 and Tyler to the tune of 70 or 80 and ended up with a 200-yard day rushing. And I'm not going to complain about that.
Can't we just run it the whole series?
Can
we just run it the entire first series of the game?
We were in the process of doing that. We threw the screen, hit the ground, and kind of got off whack. But there's some things we can clean up down there. There's always things you can clean up, and there's always going to be – every game, no matter what you do, you're going to come out with something you can clean up for the most part since I've been doing it. I don't know. But, it's definitely what we want to clean up, definitely the focus, and definitely things we want to get better at.
You had some pretty impactful rookies with the Rams. I think we've mentioned this. Braden Fisk, Kobe Turner, Jared Verse, Byron Young. and we're looking at our rookies, and all four showed up big last weekend, obviously. But what do you see as far as the impact there? Can you make a comparison when you see what you had with the Rams and you get four rookies like we've got with Xavier, Billy, obviously, Jalen, and we're talking about James Pierce Jr.?
Yeah, obviously I didn't coach Fitz in verse, but it was a part of the process of the building process, right? Now, then the Rams, we wanted to build it up front, and we had the year before get B.Y., Kobe Turner, added him with A.D., added him with Flo, and we rushed, and we did some really good things. And then the following year, they added some more talent to that with the verse and the Fisk, and they were building that way. So when we got here last year, we started to build, and we kind of drafted at the double position, the double D tackle, which we talked about and we were going to do, and went out and did that thing to increase our pass rush, the inside pass rush. And then this year, we had a chance to affect our edge, both in free agency and in the draft. You know, two in the first round, the one with Flo, to add to the piece that we already had around him. So we were extremely excited how we built it. And we have been talking about it. Although, you know, we didn't play him a bunch last year. We didn't get a chance to get him out there, whether it was injuries or whether just not ready, quite ready to play a significant part when you had some of the pieces we had. But there was no doubt this year they were ready to go.
And the Jalen Walker play, and the Georgia fans, like, we've seen that before. I mean, that just, that's the kind of athleticism, man, just throwing people around. I mean, and again, we didn't get to see as much of him because he was banged up when the media was here. But you knew that Jalen Walker was going to be bringing it. And now, by the way, James Pierce Jr., he was not seen today. Is he okay, or just any status on him?
Yeah, he's taking care of some things today with a maintenance plan. He'll be out there tomorrow. I feel good about getting him through. But those guys, that's a part of being a rookie too, right? Figuring out this NFL, how tough this thing is, and getting back out there and doing all the stuff that you need to do to get out there. But Jalen kind of went through it a little bit in camp.
Right.
You know, maybe he missed a couple of times when you were out there, and I was telling you, like, no, he looked great the other day. Today, we're taking care of him. We're getting him right and doing some of the things we need to do with him. But the other night, he went out there and got a chance to see it for the first time, and him throw around blocks and him get the big-time sack. And he played really well, and he's playing really well all the place. The fun part for him is moving around and doing different things with him.
Right.
He's got a chance to be special.
The comparison to him was Mike. I don't want to comp a guy in the league, but Micah Parsons, because you can use him. And do you talk to Jeff Ulbrich about how you're going to do that stuff?
You know, that's all we talked about in the draft process, right? When you go draft these guys, you talk about having a plan for me. Everybody comes up with comparisons. You know, everybody's always scared to say a guy like Micah Parsons. You never want to say that.
Right.
Because you don't want to mess up those expectations. But you got to find some comparables for him. You bring him in, and, you know, he's got some comparables. And nobody's saying he is Micah Parsons yet. Nobody's saying he's going to be, you know, Micah Parsons is a great player. And, like, when you use comparisons in the coaching world, it's just the analogy of moving around, being able to do different things off the ball, on the ball. You know, he's phenomenal.
Last week, Coach, we got a chance to talk to Divine Diablo.
Divine Diablo!
And he was mic'd up for the game.
Wait.
What's up? What's up? That's how we say it.
Divine Diablo!
That's how we say it.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
We're making it a thing.
Can I get one more of those?
Divine Diablo. Yeah. It's a thing. What are you talking about?
It's a name.
He couldn't stop laughing either last week.
That just made my day.
Well, good. But he was mic'd up for the game, and there was a point where he's on the bench, and Caden Ellis is sitting next to him. And you guys can witness this and check it out on Falcons.com. But Caden, he turns to Caden, and Caden says, man, the O-line came to play tonight. And Divine goes, yeah. They were moving people. And my question to you is, did you get after the O-line after week one? What did you say?
I think it's just more being honest with you guys. You know, like, when I talk to you guys, I'm really transparent and talked about the disappointment, and we got more. And they hear it. I tell them that in the meetings. They come see me. And these guys, they don't want to disappoint. And they got so much confidence in their leadership with Jake and Lindstrom. And then it just goes through that room, and they got so much pride. When you talk about Burge and Newsle and even Woke, you know, like, those guys got a lot of pride, man. And that coaching staff that they have, you know, talking about with Led, Flats, and Nick Jones, they're going to show up. And when you let them know that you're disappointed in how they played and we can play better, they're going to show up. And that's what they did.
They did.
Talking with Coach Raheem Morris, guys. And, you know, again, this offseason, we thought we'd have a competition with Young Wei Koo. And then turns out that you bring in, again, Parker Romo, who did a great job. And I know you said it's 90% was a soundbite after the game. We understand for roster purposes you want to have an insurance policy with Koo, but what is it going to take to make Romo the man as your kicker?
You know, we got this new weapon that you have with the standard elevations. We got this. It's a weapon. Right? Let's not kid ourselves. So, like, you use it. You use it as a comparison. You use it to compete. You use it to get them out there and make sure, right? You don't have to make those rush, you know, brash decisions. You know, obviously, Romo went out, went 5-for-5. There's not a lot that's probably going to go on and not see him again. Let's just be honest with that. So, like, getting Romo out there again, getting another look at it, and then we'll see what happens. We'll play it out. But we'll let these guys go out there and compete in practice. So we have some tangible things to talk about, you know, some things to look at, some things to correct, some things to talk about, and what we want to talk about, how we want to move forward.
Those elevations, Coach, as we described to the audience, you get three times to do that, correct? I want to be on
– Two more
right, with him. So that's what we were telling our audience about, because some people are like, well, can't they just do this or that? That's within the rules of the NFL, and so, you know, we're trying to do that. Coach, talk to us about the concern. We're 29th in red zone efficiency. Mike talked about this, but 2 touchdowns, 7 red zone trips. What's your concern level there? We're not talking about moving the football, because we're doing that. We're talking about scoring touchdowns.
I wouldn't say concern. I'd say more opportunities getting down there and finishing off the drives, which I know they're very capable of doing. We were very close last week. We can hit that scramble play to Mooney. We don't – that screen, let's get that up and down, and we're probably walking in there. You got an opportunity to get closer down there. We got an opportunity to move it on to 4th and 1. We kind of screwed that up as a coaching staff. We end up kicking the field goal. But there's a bunch of things that you can correct and you can clean up. That was a tough environment. Make no mistake about it. Don't want to take away from Minnesota's defense, but we got a chance to go out there and score points, and I feel really confident we're going to be able to go do it.
All right. He's smiling, folks, and we're on the radio, but Coach, give the secret away. Speaking of, as we turn the page, you go up 85 to take on the Panthers. He drew for a lot of yards last week, and Bryce Young's got 4 touchdowns. They do have some offensive line guys out of position now, so they got 2 guys on IR. I'm trying to put words in your mouth, but as a fan, you feel like, wow, maybe a chance for these young defenders to go hunting again.
Yeah, and it also presents opportunities for their guys too, right?
Right. So, two-way street.
They got guys that going to get opportunities. They got guys that want to play. You know, Dave's going to do a great job of getting those guys ready to go. He's going to be sound. He's not going to put anybody in harm's way. You know, everybody likes to capitalize on these injuries. You know, same thing with Wilkerson when he's starting at right tackle. Wanted to make it a bigger deal than it was until it's not. So we're in the same situation. I think we got to go out there and bring our own energy, bring our own edge, bring our own execution, and worry about that first. And if they line up ready to play, we'll be ready as well.
Coach, I'm still mad about last season. I assume there are some guys – no, the end of the season. I'm not talking about last season.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, I'm talking about the Panthers game. I said to Mike, and I'm just curious, there's some guys in this locker room that played in that game last year, and I'm sure they didn't like the way the season finished.
Jesse Bates.
Any motivation going into Sunday knowing that and like, yo, we did not play that well last year, and now we get a chance to get back at these dudes?
You internalize it, right? You got to go, and you got to look at the whole picture, right? There were some really special things that came out of the game from offense. Michael Penix throwing for a bunch of yards.
Yes.
Showing confidence, throwing the ball down the field. And it's probably the reason you're not getting a bunch of single high defense right now and you're able to run the football. Then you got to look at the defense side of the ball. There was a bunch of letdown. There was a bunch of things that we gave away that reaching and pressing. And then you got to take away from the lessons of if we won that game and Tampa lost, we were in the playoffs. We lost that game. Thank God Tampa won. Right. But we really be upset, right? But those are the moments where you got to capitalize and you can't look at anything. Everything is gray matter. You got to go play the game to win. And nothing else matters. I'm not going to let that game cloud my judgment on this one, but I'm not going to like them any less or any more because of it.
I can't. Okay. it's Dukes and Bell. It's Carolina. It's a division game. It's always a big game. But coming off of our win against the Vikings on Sunday night, people feel really good about, Coach, the way this defense played. And you came in, and that's been the energy is, wow, we feel like we have a foundation that's building a young foundation for this defense to really improve. Don't know what it's going to be, but it felt really good Sunday.
You know, I don't want to ride the emotional roller coaster, but it felt great. And you got to go back out there prepared. You got to go practice. You got to put the work back in. You got to go determine the terms. You got to go find the role clarity throughout the week and go play again. And it doesn't matter what else happens. Like, I think once you figure out that process and that routine and you stick to it,
we talked about the wide receivers, and again, maybe not 100%, but I thought, you know, again, another week, another conversation with you about Kyle Pitts, man. It just that's been, not a pleasant surprise. We know what he's always been capable of, but it seems like that's another weapon that, you know, if everything starts clicking offensively, man, this seems like a pretty good package you put together this year.
It's just because you don't listen to me in the offseason.
Coach, you say a lot, though. You say a lot.
I mean, come on.
You say a lot.
If you're paid by the word, man, that's like reading War and Peace.
I usually try to tell you the truth of what's happening, and I know it's hard to talk about because it haven't been up to the standards that everybody wants from Kyle. Mm. You know, if you just put Kyle's number down without a name, it didn't look terrible. But to know what he's capable of and what he's putting together now and being a part of the offense even more, I'm fired up for him, and I look forward to him even doing better for us.
Let's go get Carolina, Coach. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck on Sunday. Falcons head coach Raheem Morris.
One more Devon Diablo, please.
Devon Diablo! Yes, and you can take that with you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.